Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Bill Treasurer has deposited with us over the years. Bill is the author of a number of books, including Right Risk, including Positively Mad, including his new book, Courage Goes to Work, which you can find wherever books are sold. Courage. We're talking about how we know you have courage, ladies and gentlemen. We know. Because if you're a small business owner, we know you have courage. But the question is, are you helping the people you work for, who work for you, who you work with, are you helping them learn more about courage and the relationship of courage to leadership? Bill, you've got a couple of more ideas in addition to the two you've already given us. You got a couple of more ideas on how we can sort of train our people to have courage. Is that really possible? I mean, if somebody doesn't already have the ability to be courageous, can you actually help them become that way?
Jim, that's a great question. I get asked that question quite a bit. Can you teach courage? Let me tell you, you've been taught courage since you were a little kid. You might remember when you were your dad got behind your bicycle and steadied the seat, and you took the training wheels off and pushed you forward, and you went about 20 feet and fell down and scraped your knee, and then you got back up on there. So you've been taught courage since you were a little kid, and it should not stop in a workforce setting. I mean, it's essential. It's just as essential as leadership and innovation and sales. We've got to get the courage right first because it makes all those other things strong.
Right, right. So give us one of the other tips.
Number three for what leaders can do to inspire courageous behavior, you want to increase people's appetite for risk. And one way to do that is to, for a little while, create temporary safety. So you have to make it safer for people. To the extent that you can lower the impact of the risk for a little while, only temporarily, they'll be more apt to extend themselves.
Put the training wheels on a little bit.
Put the training wheels on for a little bit, exactly. Let them take those 20 feet, and then as they gain confidence, then you can take them off. An example of this is, you and I know that it's dangerous for a leader to be surrounded by yes people. So a leader needs to tell people that, look, I'm giving you permission. In fact, I'm going to evaluate you at the end of the year by how much you push back on me. I want you to disagree with me, but here is how to do it in a way that I'll be able to receive your messages without being defensive. So you've got to coach people on how to disagree with you, but you've got to give them permission to do so.
One of the ways I do that is to tell them that I don't mind them bringing me a problem, as long as they bring me their thoughts on what a solution would be. Don't just bring me a problem. Don't just push back with a problem. But have thought about it enough that you have at least your idea on how to fix it.
Anyone can be a problem dumper.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to point out a problem. But going the next step and thinking through a solution or three alternatives to give me a choice to choose from as a business owner, then I'm happy.
Exactly. All right, number four.
Number four is modulate comfort. Modulate comfort. And what I mean by that is that your job as a leader to activate people's courage is to shepherd them out of their comfort zone. And you need to do that by providing stretch goals, by tasking them with assignments that are outside of their current skill set. You've got to always be stretching people. And when you move them out of your comfort zone or their comfort zone, for a little while, their performance may go down. You need to tolerate that, but you need to expect it. But you have to let them stay in that zone of discomfort until they become comfortable with the new skill set. And once they get good and confident, and frankly, boredom sets in, now it's time to stretch it again. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly modulating back and forth between comfort and discomfort.
It seems to me, though, part and parcel to this whole process, Bill, is you've got to give people two things. You've got to, number one, be prepared to let them fail. And two, be prepared to redeem them when they fail. What do you think?
I think there's a great book. You've probably had Charles Manns on your show, and he wrote a book called The Power of Failure. Mm-hmm. And it's an essential I mean, we business owners have to have some degree of tolerance for it, or you're not going to get any innovation from your workforce. I go back to Sarah Blakely. When she was 10 years old, her brother and her she and her brother would sit at her dinner table, and her dad would ask her at the end of every week to her and her brother, Sarah, brother of Sarah, what have you failed at this week? She said that that was an essential life lesson that she grasped at an early age, that if you're not failing, then you're not growing and progressing and learning. And, and as leaders, I think, you know, we get to be perfectionistic sometimes.
Yep.
And we don't like to see mistakes, but you've got to have some degree of tolerance if you expect people to take risks and extend themselves.
Failure, is, as Edison said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. And my and as I've said many times before on this show, Bill, failure is the harness mate of success. I don't think you can. I think you can't have true, meaningful, long-lasting success until you have failed, and probably early and often.
If you, I'll tell you, you know, I know that in Silicon Valley, you're nobody until you failed. You know,
that's probably
you've got to have that on your resume.
So, folks, when you're encouraging your employees to have courage, when you're training them, you're teaching them, you're helping them have courage, be prepared for the failures, because that's how you get become more courageous. That's how you you learn how to use it, use the, your courage as a, you know, as leverage. Hey, Bill, give us the website one more time, please.
GiantLeapConsulting.com. You can also go to CourageGoesToWork.com.
You find out more about the book. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always great to talk to you, Jim.
Bill Treasurer. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. A little more in Chicago. Taking us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.